KJAN Sports.
Time for some high school basketball on KJAN. We send you now live to the Atlantic High School. Here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Welcome back here to high school basketball tonight here on KJAN. I guess I said welcome back because we were here last night in the same seat here at Atlantic High School as we had a girls' contest for you last night, but we'll be bringing you some boys' basketball action here this evening as the Atlantic Trojans will be in action. They'll take on Norwalk here this evening as the Norwalk Warriors come a-calling here into town. Atlantic picked up a nice win on the road last night against Denison in a game that they led most of the way there in that one, and now they look to come back home and try to pick up another victory here on the odd night week. A lot of basketball for the Trojans here this week, and this try to cap it off here on this Saturday with another win here over Norwalk.
I try to make it a winning week, too. They're one up and one down. They played a couple of road games earlier this week, a loss on the road by two Tuesday night to Lewis Central, and an odd game last night where the Trojans picked up a seven-point victory over Denison, but that was a game they led early by as many as 18 points, only to see the Monarchs crawl back to within a point in that basketball game before Atlantic made a little bit of a run down the stretch to finish that one off, win it by seven last night. So Atlantic would like to make a statement here in a non-conference game tonight. This will be one of two non-conference games they'll play in a row tonight, and then, of course, Monday night, the Trojans will be part of a girl-boy doubleheader as Atlantic will host Tri-Center on Monday night. And that'll be girls at 6, boys at 7:30. We'll have both those games for you here as well on KJAN and KJAN.com. So looking forward to that. It's been a busy week for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, so the Atlantic boys here getting themselves warmed up here tonight as they look to try to pick up and, as we mentioned, make it a winning week here as they take on the Norwalk Warriors. Well, go ahead and take a quick break here as we get started and come back and talk a little bit about two of these two teams. And then, of course, we'll have starting lineups a little bit down the road for you as well as we get set for tonight's basketball contest. I want to thank you all for listening in here tonight on AM 1220 KJN and those listening in and on the web as well tonight at KJN.com. We'll be back with more here in a moment. Just some high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Walnut Communications, where you'll find Grand Slam time-saving solutions this summer. They want you to have time for the ballpark and all the fun summer activities you enjoy. With high-speed internet, you get that always-on connection, no waiting. Walnut Communications, real technology, real solutions, real people living and working with you every day. Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge in Atlantic, featuring a complete dining menu. Bart and Beth invite you to dine in a relaxed but refined ambience. Visit the Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge on the east edge of Atlantic today. You'll be pleasantly surprised. The Engine Shop, a complete engine shop. Owner Rick Larry has over 30 years' experience and works on all types of engines from ag to industrial, high performance, and restoration. For all your engine needs, visit the Engine Shop at 102 1⁄2 Pearl Street in Atlantic or give Rick a call at 243-1037.
To Atlantic High School as the Atlantic Trojans get set to take on the Norwalk Warriors here tonight in a non-conference boys basketball varsity game. And we've got two teams that are kind of in different spots here on the season here so far. Norwalk, a team with a little bit of a size advantage inside here tonight, but they're a team that hasn't been able to score a lot of points here throughout the season here so far. And they've struggled to really get their offense moving, and it kind of shows with their record. They're 1-6 on the season coming into this one, and Atlantic, of course, in the opposite direction. They're 6-2, and have lost a couple of tough ball games and a very tight one earlier this week to a pretty good Lewis Central squad. But they had a little bit more of the confidence factor heading in their direction here tonight as they begin this contest.
Yeah, Norwalk has been an offensively challenged ball club. They only average 43.7 points per game. They shoot 38.7 from the field. Their percentage from the field as a whole, but get this, their three-point percentage, bad. 19.4%. They made 12 out of 62 so far on the season, and that's really not something to be terribly proud of. Carson Miller, their big 6'8 player in the middle, he leads them, averaging 14.7 a game, and he's shooting almost 59%. I assume most of those are coming from down inside. Nick Fraser averaging 11 points per game as well for the Norwalk Warriors. So that's really the guys that they're going to depend on for the most part is one inside, one outside. Fraser on the outside of Miller down low at 6 feet 8 inches tall. But as I said, the Norwalk squad has struggled a bit this year. They lost four straight games to open up the season against Ballard and Pella, both at home, then went on the road and lost to Dallas Center Grimes in a game where they only scored 26 points. And then they lost on the road to Oskaloosa as well. They did beat Boone at home, and then lost at Newton, and then lost last night also against Grinnell. So that's how their season is shaped up so far, off to a 1-6 start on the season for the Warriors.
So a little bit of a rough go so far for Norwalk, and we mentioned really so far a lack of the shooting threat there from the Warriors. Haven't been able to knock down shots here so far on the season. And, of course, for Atlantic, they've kind of been a team that's really gotten into a more of a groove here as the season progressed. Of course, they've got a lot of guys that can really do a lot of different things offensively for the team. But, of course, there's one guy you're always going to look at, and that's Dalton Franken, who's really the guy that leads the charge offensively. And he's one of those leaders out there on the floor as well that can do a lot of things.
Well, averaging right at 20 points, 19.9 a game on the season, shooting 53.2% from the floor and 50% from the arc. And just as importantly, 72.5% from the free throw line as well. A guy they can depend on. Sam Markham has stepped up his scoring this year for the Trojans, averaging about 11.5 points a game and shooting 49.3% from the floor on the season. But, you know, they get a lot of good production. Gunnar Bloom averages just under 10. Chad Christensen right at 9. And Harrison Hoig at 7. Those are their starting five. So, you know, pretty good balance. Any one of those guys can step up any night and be the team's leading scorer. And that's a nice, nice situation to be in.
Yeah, they've really got a lot of guys that, you know, worked hard and played together for a long time, and they feel comfortable out there on the floor. Even last ball game we saw Atlantic play earlier this week against Lewis Central, Chad Christensen knocked down some nice, tough, long shots, and he's a guy that can really do that, too, when he wants to. I know that some folks think that maybe he should pull the trigger a little bit more often as well when he's open, but he's kind of the, you know, facilitator with dribbling the basketball and working the point out front, but another guy that can score. So they definitely have some weapons and some options, and that's a good thing for a basketball team night in and night out, because you know that one guy is not always going to be on his game, and if that's ever the case, it's nice to know you've got other guys that can step up and score the ball for you.
Well, the Trojans average 64.6 points a game, almost 65 points a game on the season. That's much more than the Warriors average on the year, and as a team shoot 50.1%. from the floor, and in this day and age when they throw up so many long shots, that's not a bad percentage. 38.3 from the arc. The Trojans able to do a lot of things well. One of the things they do very well is defend well, and part of the reason for that is that everybody on the floor is athletic for Atlantic. They're all fairly quick, both side to side and front and back. They can move any direction quickly, and Sam Markham is the one that you always look at to lead that charge. He usually gets the tough defensive assignment.
Yeah, they're a very good defensive team when they are, you know, playing at that high speed, that high intensity level, because they do have that speed out there on the floor. And yeah, Markham's a guy that's always getting his hands in on the passing lanes, it seems like, and they've got a lot of guys that can do that, and they can pressure a lot if they'd like to, and that's what makes them good in transition as well, is that quickness factor. So see if they can take advantage of that here tonight in this one. Well, we'll come back here in just a moment, take a look at the starting lineups here for these two teams as we get set for basketball. Once again, it's Atlantic hosting Norwalk tonight here at the Atlantic High School. We'll take a break. Back with more. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Locker. Visit them for custom processed beef, pork, and lamb. Atlantic Locker has fresh and frozen meat on hand daily, and their deli counter is full of cheese and special lunch meats. Stop by Atlantic Locker today. Nishna Valley YMCA, a great place for family fun. Our mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. We're open 359 days of the year at 4:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. We make it easy to join with no long-term contract and classes for all ages. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Cook Hauling and Tree Service. Let them be of service to you the next time you need your trees removed, trimmed, or topped. Free estimates. They also do hauling for individuals and contractors. Give Cook Hauling and Tree Service a call today at 243-6305.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get set for boys varsity non-conference play here tonight as Atlantic hosts Norwalk here in this boys game. And we'll take a look here now at the two starting lineups for these two teams. And take a look here at the road squad, the Norwalk Warriors. Head coach Chris Larson, they are 1-6 on the season, as we had mentioned to you. And they'll send out this starting five here this evening. Number 32, Nick Frazier, a 6'1 senior out there. Also number 2, Colby Greenslade, a 6-foot junior. Number 34, Carson Miller, is a 6'8 junior. And number 15, Austin Perry, a 6'6 senior. That's where those two guys bring a little bit of the size. And then number 3, Grant Wright, the 5'10 sophomore. That's your starting lineup for the Norwalk Warriors here tonight. For the Atlantic Trojans, head coach Steve Blazek, they're 6-2 on the season, and they'll send out a starting five that's become pretty familiar here for the most part. Number 14, Sam Markham, the 6'1 junior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 junior. Number 32, Dalton Franken, a 6'5 junior. Also number 42, Gunnar Bloom, a 6'2 senior. Number 44, Harrison Hoig, a 6'3 junior, also out there in the starting lineup tonight here for the Trojans. So that's a look at the two starting lineups here for these two teams. So obviously, I guess the thing that stands out on that roster a little bit is the two numbers with the 6'8 and the 6'6, because they will have a size advantage inside, but that's not something that Atlantic obviously is not unused to facing. They're usually the smaller team, but they'll use their quickness and try to use that to their advantage and their toughness to get to those loose balls. It's just going to be a matter of making sure you can contest those guys and make it difficult for them to get the basketball in the first place.
Well, Atlantic really feeds off their defense a lot of times, too. If they can make things happen, play shutdown, they take a lot of pride in that. They get just excited about making a great stop as they do about getting the point on the other side of the basket, on the other side. But yeah, the Trojans don't have to worry too much about getting off the fast starts and things like that, because they do know that they have enough pieces to the puzzle that they can do some good things. But, you know, coaches are never satisfied, even when you watch a game, and they might go out and win by a decent margin. Seems like they may have played very well. Coaches always find a way to tear that apart a little bit, take a look at some of the key fine points of the game, and Coach Blazek's no different. He says they have not even come close to playing their best game of the year so far.
This is also one of those interesting games. You know, you have back-to-back nights. So both these two teams played last night. You never know kind of what you're going to get the next night out, if everybody's got the focus reorganized on the next opponent, or if you've got the energy out there on the floor as well. So we'll see if that plays a factor at all here as we start the game tonight.
Well, the nice thing, too, you know, we've got this nice big gymnasium, seats about 1,800, and we're not going to be anywhere close to that tonight. But you can start to see as the team builds more momentum and word spreads a little bit around town that, hey, these guys are playing pretty well. They're pretty exciting, fun to watch. All of a sudden, you're starting to see more and more people show up here in the gymnasium, too. And on a Saturday night, it looks like a lot of folks couldn't find anything good on TV tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, apparently they're not a football fan, so that's all right. It's a good contest here tonight, and yeah, like you said, you know, you got a team that gets the town excited, and you start to win games, people start to notice, and that does definitely seem to be the case here tonight. It's a good crowd on hand already, and still some folks filing in as we get ready for tonight's ball game. Two teams are being introduced here to the crowd, so we'll go ahead and take one more quick break, get ready for tip-off in a moment. Listen to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography, located at 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography, located in downtown Atlantic. McAdie Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and a complete brake service. McAdie Tire and Service Center, located at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night. Regardless of distance, Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492, Roland Funeral Service. Creators of loving memories since 1919.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get set for the start of our contest here this evening as the Atlantic boys hosting the Norwalk Warriors. And we're going to go ahead and listen in here to our national anthem.
Stars, jewel of heaven.
and your national anthem here this evening taken care of. Sophomore here from Atlantic High School getting the duties taken care of there, and we're ready to get things going with our basketball game. We didn't mention to you before, but the JV boys had an exciting finish to their game just before this one, as it was a late three-pointer that was knocked down by Logan Steffens with just 2.2 seconds left. They got an extra bucket at the buzzer as well, and the Trojans won 50-47 over Norwalk there in that first JV contest. So a nice job there by the JV to pick up the victory. And we do have a shuffle up in the starting lineup for you as well. It'll be Blake Esbeck getting the start here tonight instead of Gunnar Bloom. So that's the one change for Atlantic as we get ready to tap things up. Franken in the center circle, and he'll tap it up here. The tap one as he wins it over Perry, and it's controlled by Christensen. He'll throw it right side over to Sam Markham. Markham lobs it to Franken. He's got a nice room to the basket, hits the bucket, and they're going to call an offensive foul. That's a tough one there.
Oh, it's not a good call at all to start the ball game off. You can't slide underneath at the last minute when you're heading up for the shot right underneath the basket. That's a tough one, and they're talking about it down there. Maybe they're going to have a little discussion.
Yeah, definitely should have been defensive, and then it would have been an and-one situation as well because he made the shot.
Well,
they are going to keep it an offensive.
They're going to stick with it. As it gave you a chance to bail you out of the bad call, and they didn't take it.
So Dalton Franken picks up the quick early foul here. And now Norwalk with their first possession, working against pressure here from the Trojans. They have a tough time finding someone. Now they get it in, and it's going to be a Greenslade with the basketball. He's going to throw it away as he threw it out in front, looking to get it ahead to Grant Wright, and he throws it out of bounds.
And this is what Atlantic could do very well, is play defense. That good pressure defense, a double team to the backcourt, ended up with the turnover, and now they get the ball right back.
Up top now here, it's Christensen. We'll dump it inside to Hoig, and he makes a nice move to get around the defender and gets right to the rack and knocks one off the glass. Harrison Hoig with the first points of the game, and it's Atlantic on top 2-0. Up top now here, it's Grant Wright. He'll kick it over here to Greenslade. And back up top, it comes to Perry. Perry will swing it over to Frazier. Now they lob it down low. They get into the big man, Miller, and he turns, puts one up, rattles out, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Trojans. Esbeck pushed it to Christensen. He got it to Markham. Right back outside. Christensen will fire the three, and he knocks it down. Chad Christensen continuing to shoot well from the outside, and it's 5-0 here. Trojans with the lead. Dribbled across the timeline here, and it'll be right out top, guarded by Christensen. He'll go and kick it up top now. Here's Greenslade. Stops and fires it over left wing. It's off to Frazier. Frazier back up top. Now they'll work it around the perimeter. Miller's really fighting inside, looking for positioning, and can't find him right now. Greenslade's going to pull up and take a jumper from the elbow. Missed it. Rebound was tapped up high and got stuck on the apparatus up top of the basket. And it's stuck there on the top of the backboard between the support line and the backboard. And they're going to take another ball here to try to smack it out of there.
Just throw a ball at it. It'll come down. Trust me. There you go. Well,
almost had it.
Wasn't a very good shot attempt.
Markham takes one crack at it. Franken will try to knock it out of there. He got it.
Yeah, if it goes in, it counts.
So now we will inbound here after got stuck up there. It was last touched, I believe, by Atlantic.
Well, I think they're probably going to end up with a jump ball. Well, maybe not. They're going to say Norwalk touched it last.
Okay. So Atlantic will get the basketball, and Franken will inbound here and send it in to Christensen in a moment. Official trying to explain to the Norwalk bench the reasoning for the decision, and now they bring it in. Chad Christensen walks it up right side. Now he'll kick it up top. Here's Hoig. Kicks it over to Markham. Markham swings it back up top. Now they get it on the block. Hoig again against the big man. Falls away and tries to take a shot over Miller. Missed it short. Rebound pulled down by the Warriors. Right side, it's Frazier. Tried to bounce one down onto the block, and it was well out in front of Miller, and he couldn't find it before it went out of bounds.
That's good defense by Blake Esbeck. Those long arms out there making him go with a tough angle on that bounce feet.
Inbound pass now here, and Christensen will bring it across the timeline. Chad Christensen out front will kick it off now here to Clarison Hoig over to Markham. Markham back up top, Esbeck, left side. It goes here to Christensen. He'll bounce pass and then get it right back on the give and go, and then he tried to swing it across the baseline and threw it away. Got it stolen by Frazier. Up the floor, Wright gets across the timeline here for the Warriors and now throws it over to Frazier again. Up top, Greenslade, now over to Wright. Wright tries to skip it across, and he hit the backboard, and when he tried to do that, he was looking to get it to Austin Perry. And up the floor quickly, Markham on the run and in traffic, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul. Sam Markham will pick up his first, and that's now two here against the Trojans, and they've both been offensive foul calls. Inbound will come from Frazier, and he'll get it in. Grant Wright has the basketball, will stop at the before he gets it across the half court and kicks it back to Frazier. Now he'll bring it across. Dribble up front, gets it over to the left side. Wright will kick it over now to Greenslade. Up top they go now. And they get it right back to the right side, Greenslade. He'll skip it over to Perry. And on the corner right, he'll try to go baseline. Gets caught in traffic, can't do anything with it. Gets it off to Perry, who is open, and he'll go to the rack and get one off the glass. Austin Perry with the first points here for Norwalk, and it's 5-2. Trojans lead it. Right side pass over to Markham. He'll kick it up top now to Franken. Franken slides down the right side of the lane and gets a tough shot off the glass to go. A little bit off balance that time, but Franken gets the bucket. 7-2 now, Trojans. Pressure put on again, and now it's going to be Frazier dribbling it. Gets it off to Wright. Wright will set up the offense. Wright the pass off to Miller, who came out to the elbow to get it. Off to Perry now. He'll pump fake, hang on to it. Gets it off over to Greenslade, and then he traveled with the basketball. Slid his pivot foot as he first thought about going to the rack to get the shot, but then was going to pass it down low and got his feet caught up there. Here come the Trojans back the other way. It's Markham. He'll lob it down low. Harrison Hoig back up top. Franken, he'll spin, working out top. Now gets it over right side to Esbeck. Esbeck decides to take the long three. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Perry. Here comes Norwalk with Wright out front. He'll kick it over now to Frazier. Frazier down on the block to Miller. He turns. Left-hand hook, no good. Rebound by Christensen. Just rolled off the front of the rim that time with that shot. Here's Esbeck, gets it to Hoig in the middle, kicks it out. Christensen will try the three, hits it. Two triples for Chad Christensen. He's got six now, and it's 10-2. Trojans on top. Up front right with the basketball once again here for Norwalk. He picks up his dribble, needs some help, gets it off to Perry. Perry way outside. Now we'll go over to Greenslade. Greenslade will dribble into the lane, now kick it out. Perry back to Greenslade, left side. He'll punch it up top, now to Wright. Wright over to Perry. And now we're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken here. It's a little bit stagnant offense there for Norwalk, and they're going to take a timeout. And it's going to be a full timeout. So 2:49 left to go in the first quarter. 10-2 Trojans. Take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon Riding Mowers and Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. They carry a wide selection of Briggs & Stratton and Kohler parts. Plus, they sell all types of tires and are a Kruger seed dealer. Stop in and see Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, give them a call. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating is your train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Stop by 134 4th Street in Fontenelle or give them a call at 877-838-8580. The Sports Bar and Grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic.
Back here after the timeout, Norwalk will inbound. They'll push it into the backcourt to Wright. And now he'll set up the offense with him out front. He'll dribble and kick it off to Frazier. He pump fakes, drives, and he use that off arm to push, and I don't know. I think they're going to call Christensen for the foul. That's a tough one. Actually, Wesbeck. So Wesbeck picks up his first, and that's third foul here against Atlantic. Inbound, here's Greenslade out front. He'll dump it off. And the pass was over there to Nick Rizonki. Has checked into the game. Rizonki left side will try the three, airballed it, and missed, and the rebound comes right in the hands of Markham. Markham up the floor, out front with it. Dribble drives right side, kicks it in the corner. Esbeck open for the three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound right to Christensen. Missed the putback, and then the rebound is tapped out of bounds as Harrison Hoig slapped at it and ends up going out of bounds off the Trojans. Couple of chances there. Couldn't get the bucket to fall. Inbound here for the Warriors, and Greenslade will take it. 1:56 left to go here, first quarter. It's 10-2. Trojans with the lead. Here's a pass off. It's Rizonki now back over to Wright. Wright to Greenslade out on the arc. Here's Perry. Tried to force one inside. Tried to look a pass down low. It's stolen by Esbeck. He'll give it off to Markham, who'll bring it up the right side of the floor. 1:30 left to go in the quarter. Here's Franken. Slings it to Christensen. Christensen back up top to Esbeck. Esbeck to Franken in the middle. Jumps up for the shot and gets it to go. Franken now with four. It's 12-2, Trojans. Here's Greenslade in the middle to Perry. They get it across the timeline against the pressure. And now Greenslade out front, off to Wright. Down to 1 minute to go in the quarter. Wright will throw it underneath, and a nice curl and a pass that time as they hit underneath Nick Frazier, and he gets the bucket. 12-4. Atlantic on top with the basketball. Markham passes it off to Esbeck. Bounce pass down to Hoig. Fall away shot off the back of the iron. No good. Franken up high for the rebound. Turnaround floater is good. Tough shot there, and he gets that one. 14-4. Trojans lead it. Here's Greenslade get across, and they got an advantage. They get it to Perry. Down on the block, he'll go to the rack and put one off the glass and in. Hesitated for a moment, but got it to go. 14-6. 14 seconds left to go here in the quarter, and Christensen out front hanging on to it, waiting for a last look at the basket. 7 seconds to go. 6 seconds off to Markham. 4 seconds, so we'll go up top to Franken. Franken slices his way to the elbow, up with a tough shot, and gets it to go as time expires here at the end of the first quarter. 16-6, 10-point lead for Atlantic after one quarter of play. We'll be back with second quarter action in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are their trademarks of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Vantager, owner. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans, stop by or call Detter's today, 243-4514.
To 6, Atlantic with the lead over Norwalk as we go to the second quarter here tonight in Atlantic. Jim Field, Chris Parks with you here tonight on the station where your friends are, and of course the website where your friends are. Norwalk with a basketball out top as they have the ball to start this second quarter. Grant Wright dumps it down here near side. Oh, they get it down low to Carson Miller, and the big guy. He's not the smoothest of inside players, but at 6'8", when you're all alone, even he can turn around and dump one in the bucket. So 16-8 the score. Harrison Hoig now with a basketball. Quick jumper from the free throw line. No good. And the rebound by Perry. As Norwalk will bring it up the floor, trailing by 8. Mitch Leiferman is into the ball game now for Atlantic after the first quarter. He'll be in to start the second quarter play. Out top, Austin Perry with the basketball. Left side, it goes to Fraser, and now off onto the wing. Wright tries to drive, cut off over the far side there by Leiferman. Perry, and we've got a walk, because Perry kind of got caught there. Dalt Franken stepped out, gave him some fits, and he ends up traveling with the basketball, so it goes right back to Atlantic. 16-8, Trojans lead it, just underway here in this second quarter. Leiferman will walk the ball up the floor here for the Trojans, the 5'8 senior. I want to see him drive against Carson Miller. 5'8 against 6'8. Instead, we got a three-pointer on the way. No good. Off the back of the rim there by Dalton Franken, and the rebound by the 6'8 Carson Miller. And up the floor comes Norwalk. Out top, Wright dumps it off now for Perry. He struggles with it, leaves it off for Miller. Miller well away from the basket. Dumps it for Wright to the free throw line. He'll pull up and throw it up in traffic. And shot no good, and the rebound taken by Markham. Here come the Trojans. Markham, right side for Franken. Hesitates, stops, now fires one up. No good off the front of the rim, but expecting the rebound and getting it is Esbeck. Back it goes to Franken. His little floater, no good. Nice save on the baseline by Esbeck, but Norwalk comes away with it. Now to the front court, Warriors here on the near side. They stop, dump it low. Fraser leans in and floats one up and in. Nick Fraser down low on the right block. Just going to flip that one over his shoulder, and it rolled through. 16-10 now the score. Atlantic with a six-point lead as Leiferman gets the offense started. They double screen up top, leave it for Franken. Now left side Markham. Markham the head fake. Drives baseline. Shovels it off now to Hoyt. He can't handle the pass, and it's stolen away by Norwalk. Warriors back to the front court now. Wright running the offense. Gets a screen. Goes left side. He dumps it off in the wing. Fraser brings it around up top, looks for Perry, and wow. Perry's only 6'6", not 7'6". That ball a little tall as it ends up going out of bounds over his head, and it'll turn over. Leiferman out, Christensen back in now for the Trojans. 5:42 left to go in this second quarter. It's 16-10, Norwalk trailing by 6 here. The Trojans had a 10-point lead. Norwalk has trimmed it by a couple of baskets here. Christensen out of the front court, right side Esbeck, down low, posting. Franken turns, spins to the baseline. The leaner no good in traffic. Rebound tapped to the floor, picked up by Christensen. He'll fire it out top, and they'll reset. Now Markham with the basketball for Atlantic. Well off the arc, Fraser comes out to put a hand in his face. Now the dribble drive right past him down the right side. The lay-in good and a foul. Sam Markham with the real quick first step, and he accelerated right to the hole as he blew right by Fraser. And Fraser will pick up the foul. That is his first. In fact, that's the first team foul here against Norwalk in the basketball game. Markham with the basket, his first, and a chance to make it a three-point play. And not quite, as it rolls off the front of the rim. So it's 18-10 in favor of the Trojans. Norwalk up the floor with the ball now. Wright will bring it across, guarded by Christensen, man-on-man. Fraser here on the right side, dumps it out top. That's Greensdale back in, or Greenslade, rather, back in with it. Greenslade out top now to Miller. Right side it comes to Wright. He'll stop and fire up a three ball. That is going to be good. Bounced around a couple of times before it finally fell in as Wright gets the triple. And it's 18-13. Norwalk hanging around. Now Christensen pulls up a long three try. That's no good. He set up off a screen out top, tried the long ball. It didn't go in, and the rebound to Norwalk. 18-13, Atlantic on top. Norwalk basketball right, picks up his dribble, needs help, and Greenslade comes out to get it. Right side it comes, Greenslade. They're trying to post low with Miller on the block. Harrison Hoig working him. Now Greenslade drives, crosses over, can't get the finish with the right hand as the layup is too strong, and the rebound to Hoig. Atlantic back the front side now. They're up by 5. Atlantic leads 18-13. 4:05 left to go in this first half. Christensen here left side with it on the dribble, working the perimeter. Head fake, crosses over. Now the bounce pass is kicked. It'll be Atlantic ball out of bounds. Trying to get it into Hoig, who was trying to post down on that left side. Christensen will inbound for the Trojans. It's Markham here left side. He drives into the lane, stops, elevates, and fires one up. It's off the front of the rim. Nobody got the rebound, so Hoyt grabs it. Hoyt's turnaround jumper. He gets blocked in traffic. Ball taken away by the Warriors. Back the other side now. Norwalk with the basketball here near side, and a jump ball as Markham flashes out, ties up Greenslade, and the ball will go back to Atlantic. It's starting to look more and more like the a non-conference game the night after a conference game. Neither team looking sharp at this point. Christensen front court. Now Franken with it for the Trojans. The crossover down the lane. The kick to the corner for three. It's Markham, and he bangs one home. Sam Markham with his second field goal tonight. This one's a triple, and it's 21-13. Trojans up by eight. 3:18 left to go in this first half. Fraser out top with it. Guarded there by Esbeck. Dumps it off left side of Green's lane. Down low. They throw it around in traffic. Bad spacing there by Norwalk. Now they get it off to right. His bounce pass tipped and stolen by Christensen. Christensen runs it ahead. Gets it to Markham up the right side. The lay-in good, and he's fouled. Sam Markham, just a little hesitation before he laid the ball in, and that created a three-point opportunity as he got fouled. That's going to be Wright picking up the foul, his first. So Markham at the line now, a chance to shoot the one for the three-point play. For Atlantic, Stuart Hoyg checks in for the first time.
Pushing it up the floor immediately after the steal, Christensen really pushed it, and then a nice pass off to Markham.
Markham for the second time, and that misses, though, on the opportunity for the three-point play. It's 23-13. Trojans lead by 10. Norwalk basketball. Wright picked up the dribble. Needs to move the basketball somewhere. Now, finally, Fraser comes over to get it. Fraser, the crossover into the lane. The dump here to the right side to Greenslade. Greenslade out top. Drives the lane. Stops. Leans it into the corner. Wright tries a three from the left side. No good. Long rebound. Tapped out. Esbeck up with it for Atlantic. And now Markham, or rather Franken to the front court. Christensen right side, back to Franken. Franken drives to the free throw line, and he's hit as he goes up for the shot. Shot came up short off the front of the rim. Christensen the rebound. His quick try from the right wing is off the mark. Rebounded off the floor by the Warriors. 2:10 left to go in this first half. 23-13, Atlantic leads by 10. Off left side, Fraser into the lane. The pull-up, the jumper won't go. Rebounded by Stuart Hoyg. Here come the Trojans back the other way. Christensen right side to the corner. Esbeck, Franken. Now out top it comes to Markham. He has a trouble with the pass, but scoops it up and brings it back forward. As he'll set the offense out top. 2-3 zone employed here by Norwalk. Fired all the way across. Esbeck right side. The head fake bounces it low into the lane. And Franken is fouled as he tries to turn toward the basket and put up the shot. He'll get free throws. Gonna whistle Greenslade for the foul. That's the first on Colby Greenslade. Just the third team foul against Norwalk. Each team with three team fouls. At the line is Dalton Franken. He'll shoot a couple, and the first one is good. Franken now with 9 points here in the ball game. Mitch Leiferman back in now for the Trojans. Also checking into the contest is Nick Rysonke for Norwalk. And a second free throw by Franken is good. He makes them both. He's in double digits now with 10. 25-13, biggest lead of the night thus far for the Trojans. Norwalk struggling again in the backcourt against the Trojan pressure. Rysonke now fires it to the front court. Greenslade here right side. Off the dribble, bounces it low. Miller trying to post, nowhere to go. Gets rid of it here to the corner, and that, wow. Ball into the corner, quick shot for three was no good in here by Greenslade, who grabbed the ball and took a full hop trying to get himself behind the arc. Trojans end up with the basketball, now to the front court. Hoyg with the basketball out top. He'll reset things as he gives it to Mitch Leiferman. Leiferman right side now to Christensen. They work the perimeter with 1 minute left to play here in this first half. Christensen right corner, leaves it now for Franken. Back out top, it's Markham. Sam to the right side for Christensen. Markham, they play perimeter catch. Bounce pass taken by Franken. He'll drive baseline and kick it to the corner. Open Markham for three, no good. Rebound inside, taken down by Miller for Norwalk. 40 seconds left in the half. Right to the front court now. So he leaves it off out on the perimeter. Rysonke, almost stolen, is Markham tried to flash in front. Norwalk with the basketball left side, right on the dribble. 25 seconds left in the quarter. They'll leave it across the way. Rysonke with it, and fouled from behind. Foul out front there. Chad Christensen trying to reach around from the backside. Commits the foul with 19 seconds left to go here in the half. Back up off the bench is Fraser. Tyler Hovey will check in now for the Trojans. It'll be Norwalk basketball with 19 seconds left in the first half. To the backcourt it goes. Wright will bring it across and set the offense. Now he stands in the backcourt. And now he'll start it forward. Across the timeline, Leiferman picks him up defensively. 7 seconds, left side. Fraser well off the arc. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Now a long three ball on the way and off the front of the rim, no good, as Greenslade has to settle for about a 35-foot try. And that's the end of the first half. Trojans have their biggest lead of the game here at the break. 25-13 Atlantic with the halftime advantage over Norwalk. We'll take a time out. Be back with you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today. And Tanner's Fashions, now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats. Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adored.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime as Atlantic with a 25-13 lead over Norwalk in his boys' non-conference basketball game here tonight. Two teams trying to build some momentum for Norwalk. They're trying to have something positive happen. They've not had a lot of positives so far on the year. 1-6. The Trojans trying to keep a what should be a very positive season going here tonight, as they come in 6-2 on the season coming into tonight's basketball game. It's been a busy day here at Atlantic High School. They had the mats rolled out earlier today for the Trojan Dual Wrestling Tournament. 6 teams here today participating in a dual wrestling event, which is really a lot more fun for the kids than those Saturday tournaments that they play in. 8-man brackets, and you get to play what you get to play. If you only wrestle twice because you lose your first two, then you're done sitting and watching the rest of the day. The dual tournament gives each wrestler a chance to wrestle several times throughout the day, and Atlantic's looks like they had a lot of fun today. They went 5-0 on the day to win that tourney. They went 5-0. Carroll was next at 4-1. Nottoway Valley 3-2 was third. Red Oak went 2-3 for fourth place. Riverside was 1-4. They were fifth, and Denison 0-5. They ended up in sixth place in the meet today. Individually, Atlantic won over Red Oak 60-15 in the first round as Nottoway Valley beat Denison 39-27 and Carroll topped Riverside 50-29 in the second round. It was Atlantic over Riverside 58-21, Red Oak 51-27 over Denison, and Carroll beat Nottoway Valley 45-21. In the third round, Atlantic defeated Carroll 70-12. It was Riverside over Denison 55-24 and Nottoway Valley beating Red Oak 48-33. In the fourth round, Atlantic defeated Denison 58-9. Nottoway Valley topped Riverside 43-33, and Carroll beat Red Oak 60-24. And in the fifth and final round, it was Atlantic defeating Nottoway Valley 39-36. Carroll beat Denison 60-15, and Red Oak over Riverside 34-32. So Atlantic winning as they went a perfect 5-0 on the day in the meet. And Atlantic also dominated in the all tournament selections as well. Darren Twenke at 106, Dylan Cox at 113 pounds, Matt Smith at 126, Rob Nichols at 152, Derek Stork at 170, and Austin Conrad at 285 were all named as all tournament selections in that tourney today. So good day for the Trojan wrestling squad. They picked up five match victories in today's action here at the Trojan Duel. So busy day. They got the mats rolled up playing basketball here tonight. The Trojans lead it 25-13 over Norwalk here at the intermission. We'll take a break. Tell you more about it in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 till noon. That's Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Service Master Clean of Southwest Iowa. Whatever your cleaning needs may be, they'll make sure your needs are met with quality service and customer satisfaction. For residential or commercial cleaning, contact Service Master Clean of Southwest Iowa today. And Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality healthcare close to home, providing a wide range of services, including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We're at the halftime intermission here as Atlantic leads in this boys' varsity contest 25-13 over the visiting Norwalk Warriors here this evening. And we'll take a look here at some other quick updates here for you as well. Is there some college basketball that may be of interest to some folks here in the state tonight? As Drake was leading at halftime over Northern Iowa, 35-34. That's being played at the Knapp Center in Des Moines here tonight. So that's a update there for you on that ball game in progress. And then also, of course, folks might be interested in some football tonight. The NFL, it was the Texans beating the Bengals 31-10. And right now it's the Lions with a 14-7 lead over the New Orleans Saints with 5 minutes left to go in the first half of play there for that one. But right here tonight at Atlantic High School, we've got a nice game shaping up for the Atlantic Trojans. It's been kind of a weird feel to this game here tonight. And we mentioned before it started, it's always interesting with those games on back-to-back nights. And you can kind of tell that both teams are a little bit lethargic and haven't really gotten into a groove for either one of them. Of course, Atlantic with the advantage of 25-13, but if you look at how the game's been played out, it's just kind of been kind of a slow progressing game here for both these two teams.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to be much to it right now. Norwalk, quite frankly, is, as we mentioned up front, they're kind of offensively challenged. They don't move real well without the basketball. It doesn't seem like they make a lot of effort to really take the ball to the hole at any particular time. The Miller kid at 6'8", he's got a pretty good-sized body on him, but he's not the most fluid athlete that you're going to see down low either. So just getting him the ball doesn't mean it's automatic points. In fact, that's most of the time not been the case here tonight. And for Atlantic, it's, you know, they're rotating a lot of players in and out. Some guys that usually don't see the floor early in games, at least this early in games, are getting out there tonight as well. So the rotation's a little bit different for Atlantic, too, and that probably contributes a little bit to some of that.
So we'll see if the Trojans can come out and look a little bit more fluid, perhaps here in this second half of basketball. But once again, they do have a 25-13 lead here at halftime. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll look at the individual numbers here for you from the first half of play. Back in a moment, you're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Carly Drug in Avoca features a total home health care plan and Carlton greeting cards. Look for the Bright CD Family Daily Cash Special also. That's Carly Drug in Avoca. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service, located at 513 Market Street in Audubon. Safeguard Business Systems with computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by at 414 Walnut in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We're at the halftime break. 25-13, Trojans lead it over the Norwalk Warriors here in this boys' non-conference varsity basketball game. Take a look at the individual numbers for you from first half play. 10 points in the first half, leading the charge for Dalton Franken. He had all of his field goals in the first quarter, but hit a couple of free throws there in the second. 7 points for Sam Markham, and also 6 for Chad Christensen, and a bucket as well for Harrison Hoig there in the first half of play. Just 2 for 4 from the free throw line there in the first half for Atlantic. For Norwalk, obviously not much in the scoring department at all, as they've kind of struggled in that category all season long, and it's rearing its head here again here tonight. 4 points for Austin Perry, 4 points for Nick Frazier, Also 3 points for Grant Wright and 2 points for Carson Miller. And they did not go to the free throw line in the first half. So that's one thing that's quite a difference from what we saw earlier this week when Atlantic played Lewis Central. Lewis Central shot over 40 free throws in that game, and here Norwalk hasn't even shot one all game long. So definitely a different type of ball game so far here this evening. But 25-13, Atlantic has the lead here at the halftime break over Norwalk. And both teams are just finishing up shooting around and getting some final instructions here from the coaching staffs as they get set for second half basketball. And of course, for Atlantic, we already mentioned, it just seems like maybe they get into a little bit more of a settled flow here as we start the second half and see if they can consistently do some things on both ends of the floor.
Well, I hope so. The Norwalk, as I said, just not put up much offense here, so we don't keep shot statistics and stuff, but they've not shot well. They've not shot well inside or outside, for that matter. They haven't really tried a lot of outside shots, but even when they've gotten the ball down low, they've struggled a little bit, and a lot of that's because Atlantic's just quicker on defense. Atlantic just man, every one of them is quicker than the guy they're guarding, so they're able to get to the spots, and they help very, very well defensively.
And we'll see the inbound here for Norwalk as they'll start with the ball here in this third quarter, working from right to left here as we begin the second quarter. Now the ball's thrown away, but we do have a foul as Esbeck got tangled up there that time with Nick Frazier. And that was a foul there whistled against Esbeck. He'll pick up his second here in the game and first here of the second half. Out top with the basketball, it's Wright. Throws it over right side to Frazier. Back up top it goes now. Wright will skip it across. Miller got it. Decided not to shoot it while he had it up in the air. Came down with it. And then Harrison Hoig with the quick hands slapped it right out of his hands and it went out of bounds.
So when you're 6'8 and you got the ball up there by the hole, you need to put it in the hole.
Yeah, or at least keep it above your head as you come down and never bring it back down to your waist. Inbound now here for Norwalk, and they get it up top as Wright has it. He'll cross over. Try to kick it back door, but doesn't have the lane, so he'll kick it back outside. Now they get it to Perry on the block, working against Franken. Forces a shot up, doesn't go. Hit the back of the rim. Harrison Hoig with the rebound. Here's Chad Christensen dumping it off to Hoig. Over left side to Markham in the corner, Esbeck. They'll get it down now to Franken. Spin move towards the inside. A lot of arm contact from Perry. No call, and the rebound comes away to Norwalk after the missed shot. Right out front. We'll kick it over now here right side, and a jumper up in the lane by Greenslay just inside the free throw line, and he gets it to go. So Greenslay gets the bucket, and it's 25-15. Trojans with the lead here early on in this third quarter. 6:45 left to go in the quarter. Pass on the block to Hoig, off to Markham. In the corner it goes to Esbeck. Esbeck will pull up for the jumper from the elbow. No good. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Wright will run out of the floor now here for the Warriors. Crosses over into the middle. Now dumps it off to Greenslade, working his way towards the baseline, but decides to come back up top. Now off to Frazier, down on the block. Perry, quick shot up over the top of Franken and gets it to go. High arcing shot there for Austin Perry. He's got six, and it's now 25-17. They've cut it to an eight-point ball game. Here's Harrison Hoig off to Blake Esbeck. Esbeck will get it down inside to Franken, working in against the pressure, and now he gets the shot up and in off a fadeaway shot there for Dalton. Inbound now here for the Warriors. Wright will bring it across the timeline, right over right side. He passes it to Frazier. Now down on the block to Miller, working against Hoig. This time he steps across and has an open look at the basket and gets the bucket. First real post move we've seen Carson Miller display tonight, and he gets the bucket there, 27-19. Now a pull-up shot on the other end, just inside the three-point arc for Franken, and he buries it. He's got 14 now, back to a 10-point margin. Here's right out front, and we have a foul away from the basketball. Going to be whistled against Wright.
Frazier.
Oh, excuse me, Frazier. That'll be his second and the first of the half now here against Norwalk. Inbound here, and it'll be Christensen working it up the floor. He'll get a screen, go right side, now dump it up top to Franken. Franken working against Perry, will go, spin in the lane, a lot of contact, forced a shot up, and we're going to have a foul call here. As it's going to be whistled against Perry, it was the defender on Franken. Two shots coming now here for Dalton Franken. There was a lot of contact before that. I'm surprised it wasn't called on the floor first before he worked his way up for the shot. But Franken buries the first free throw. One more coming now here for Dalton Franken. It's up and gets to roll around and fall through. 31-19, and pressure put on by the Trojans. Inbound pass comes to Perry. He'll dump it back off to Frazier. Frazier works across left side, and now we'll keep it up top. Picks up his dribble, almost traveled, now kicks it over to Wright. Wright will dribble and stop and dump it off to Greenslade. Greenslade weaves and hands it off to Frazier. They use the weave with three guards out front. Frazier decides to pull up and take a shot inside. Missed it. Rebound, and he hands it off to Greenslade, who pulls up from the free throw line and misses it. Rebound to Franken. Christensen will run it up the floor. Over to Markham in the corner. Up top, Franken skip around the horn to Esbeck. Esbeck up top now to Christensen. Here's Markham right side. He'll dump it to Harrison Hoig, and he'll kick it off to Esbeck. Now down on the block, Franken to spin move towards the basket. A lot of contact. You heard the slap from up here. No call. Here comes Norwalk the other way. Greenslade pump fakes, now off to Wright. Wright will kick it off now here to Frazier. Frazier over left side. Wright will dump it down to the block to Miller. Forced his way up and got it to roll off the back of the iron and go in. 31-21, back to a 10-point game. 3:48 left to go in this third quarter. Atlantic the lead and the basketball, and Christensen will set up the offensive set. Up top, Harrison Hoig. Over to Markham. Markham in the corner to Esbeck. Bounce pass to Franken. Spots up. Now kicks it across. Hoig, quick jumper. Two off the iron, no good. Esbeck got in there to poke it out and save the possession.
Nice job to keep that alive.
Got it to Markham, and he has it now. Will dribble right side. Pull up for the floater. Off the glass and in.
You know, he won't show up in the statistics there. You know, you're not going to get a rebound. You're not going to get a save or anything, but great job by Esbeck. You almost credit him those 2 points.
Save the possession, and then a nice job by Markham. He's a player that you'll see do that a lot, and a lot of guys don't do that anymore, is use that glass. And he got it to go off the bank shot. Now we have a timeout taken here from the Norwalk bench. And full timeout. 2:59 left to go, third quarter, 33-21, Atlantic on top. Take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Cullen and Associates, visit with Tammy Cullen for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements and annuities, along with farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen and Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic offers garbage pickup service and a flexible schedule to meet your needs. If you have a large family or business that requires more than once a week pickup, they'll work with you. Call Cook Sanitation today at 243-1705. Cass Incorporated. We've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated. Enriching lives every day.
Welcome back here after the timeout, and it's Norwalk basketball. They took a timeout to get themselves set up. They pass it down on the block to Miller, and he turns towards the basket, gets fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two as he missed the shot. And the foul is going to be whistled against Harrison Hoig. That'll be his first, and the second against the Trojans here in the second half. And as that timeout occurred as well, Gunnar Bloom checked in for the first time now here for the Trojans. First free throw was missed there by Miller. He's got one more coming. Second free throw is good. One out of two for Miller, and here come the Trojans back the other way. 11-point lead, 33-22. Bounce pass to Hoig, now off to Bloom. Goes straight to the rack, too strong. Rebound, batted around, and a reach-in foul on Bloom as he got in there and tried to slap it away from Wright. So Bloom picks up his first. Third now against the Trojans here this half. Inbound will come in here to Greenslade, and now back over to Frazier. Frazier stops and picks up his dribble, dumps it off to Wright. Wright will kick it in the corner. Greenslade, he'll dribble. Pull up from about 16 feet, no good off the front of the iron. Good job by Markham to contest it. And now the rebound up the floor. Christensen passed it up ahead. Markham, the behind-the-back pass to Hoig, and they say it was blocked out of bounds. It was a foul call there. Should have been, at least, and Hoig would have been in the line to shoot, too. But as it is, he'll inbound underneath. Rizonke checks back in now here for Norwalk. Inbound for the Trojans comes to Gunnar Bloom in the corner. Now Christensen. Took a quick look at the shot, and now dribble back up top. Goes over to Markham. Markham to Franken. Back to Markham. He'll pull up the long three. Buries it. Sam Markham, about 4 or 5 feet beyond the arc, buries that one, and it's 36-22. Trojans on top.
Well, Atlantic's played a lot of guys tonight, but only four have scored here this evening. Two have been double digits now.
Not a lot of scoring for either squad here tonight. Now Miller's going to get one to roll through in the middle of the lane with the right-hand hook, and he gets fouled as well, so he'll go to the line to try to make it a three-point play. The foul whistled on Gunnar Bloom, his second. So Carson Miller will go back here to the free-throw line. Try to complete the three-point play. It's off the front of the rim, no good. The rebound came right back to him. Everybody was standing around thinking it wasn't there was going to be another free throw shot, and then they got another quick bucket, and now we have a timeout taken here by Atlantic. It'll be a 30-second timeout.
And this is not going to be a pleasant timeout for Atlantic. They're going to hear about that.
You never want to let a team get a rebound off of a missed free throw, but in
off
the fashion that it did.
Yeah, off of the floor.
To the shooter. That's not good. Not good at all. Nobody was aware and boxed out or got into the lane to try to fight for that rebound. So the quick timeout here for the earful, I'm sure, from Coach Blazek. And now we'll get back out there on the floor.
You know, it's a non-conference game. It's a Saturday game. It's the day after they just played a conference. You can talk all these different excuses you want. The reality is Norwalk's not a very good team, and Atlantic's only up by 10, and they should be up a lot more.
Christensen has the ball out front here after the timeout, and there's 1:29 left to go in the third quarter. Atlantic kind of standing around right now. Christensen trying to bark out some signals. Gets a screen finally from Bloom, and now they'll dump it off. Markham back to Christensen. He'll spot up for the three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Miller. Miller off to Wright, and he'll run it up the floor. Wright stops, picks up his dribble, needs some help. Off to Frazier. He'll dribble right side. Try to bounce pass it inside. It was knocked out of there off the leg of Bloom, but Frazier saves it. Tough pass underneath the Miller. He tries to wrap around on the other side of the basket and hit it on the bottom of the backboard. The ball came right back to him, and then was knocked out of bounds by the Trojans. Up off the bench, Carter Albrecht will check in now here for Norwalk. And inbound underneath now. Here is Wright. We'll send it in. He'll kick it up top. It's Albrecht with the basketball. Back off to Perry. Perry to Wright. Wright kicks it over to Frazier. Frazier back to Wright. Wright lobs it inside. Miller in traffic, turns, throws one up there, rims off, no good. Rebound to Franken. Dalton Franken will run it up the floor. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. In the corner, wide open, Christensen hits the three. Chad Christensen's third triple of the game, and he's got 9 points. It's 39-26, Trojans. 20 seconds to go, third quarter, and Norwalk with the basketball out front. Wright needs some help now as he picks up his dribble, gets it to Frazier. Frazier will be picked up by Christensen on the switch. Now over to Wright. Wright will hang on to it. 4 seconds to go. Now he curls around. They're not going to get a good look at the ball. Get it down low to Miller. Just as time expires, he quickly turned and threw one up, hit the glass, and then rolled off the front of the rim. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter as he just missed that one. 39-26, Atlantic leads it. Be back with fourth quarter action. You listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wesley Heritage House, located at 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, offers independent and assisted living apartments, a health center, and memory support wing. When it comes to senior health and lifestyle, or if you'd like more information, give Wesley Heritage House a call at 712-243-1850. Certified Auto Repair at 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Owner Corey Knutson provides quality work in all areas of automotive repair. Give Corey a call today at 243-1392. Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. 39-26, Trojans with the lead over Norwalk as we go to the fourth quarter in this one. Atlantic leading by 13. Trojans have the ball first to start this fourth quarter. Esbeck over to the far side. It's Markham left corner. They double-team him. Now fired out across. Christensen into the lane. Franken pulls up. Jumper good. Dalton Franken hits the 15-footer. He's got 18 now in the ball game. It's 41-26, Trojans hoping to stretch this lead just a little bit right now as they bring it up the floor. Right side, Norwalk has it. Fraser out on the arc, over to right on the wing. Right looking for some help. Never puts the ball on the floor, now leaves it off on the perimeter. With the basketball's Kyle Hopkins back to right. Right off the arc. And we're going to have a foul, a whistle, and a foul away from the basketball. And it's going to be on Gunnar Bloom. Well, Bloom didn't play the first half at all, but he's getting his money's worth here in the second half. He's picked up three quick fouls. Hopkins out. Miller back in now for Norwalk, the 6'8 post player back in the contest. Warriors will inbound down to the baseline as they fly it inside. The tap up and in is good. They got it to Austin Perry, and he just reaches up and taps one in. He's got 8 points. It's 41-28. The Trojans lead it. Into the corner, Esbeck left side, down low, Markham, head fake, drives right around Miller, hesitates, leans one up, no good. Got his own rebound, the put back again, no good. Fighting for the rebound, this time it's out of bounds off of Miller. It'll stay with the Trojans.
Nice hustle staying with it, just a tough spot there. It was hard for Markham to convince himself he could go up strong against the much larger Miller.
Bloom on the inbound this time, gets it outside to Esbeck, across now to Markham. They'll set the offense, a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Markham left side, now Christensen with the basketball, guarded by a right man-on-man for Norwalk this time, as Christensen will hand it off. Franken out of the center circle with it now, drives, spins, curls down the lane, all the way to the rack, the right-hand layup is good. Split the defense, found him flat-footed, everybody watching, and he's got 20 points the easy way as he sloops down the lane. 43-28 Trojans. Out top with the ball now is right for Norwalk, across here to Greenslade. Greenslade will leave it for Fraser. Fraser right side to bounce past Perry, posting low, in traffic, fights one up, no good. The rebound tap kept alive by Miller in the lane. He'll flip it, no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Franken. Hands everywhere there for the Trojans defensively as Franken brings it across over to the left side. Esbeck open the three ball, no, rings out, rebound Miller for Norwalk. Trojans lead it by 15, up the floor quickly is right, left side Greenslade. He'll grab and gun for three, no good, rebound down low. Slapped out of bounds. It'll belong to the Warriors. Miller had inside position. One of the Trojans tapped it out of bounds. 5:57 left here in the fourth quarter. 43-28 Atlantic on top. Inbound underneath. Miller turns in. Oh, he walked with the basketball. Walked about twice, actually, with the basketball. Two separate times. Once when he got it, once when he tried to shoot it. Now the ball turns over. Trojans will inbound and walk it up. 15-point lead for Atlantic. I believe it matches their biggest of the game. Left side, Esbeck. Out top, Markham. Trojans trying to spread the floor a bit now, make the Warriors come out and play defense. Skip pass across here to Franken, right side. He'll drive. Step into the lane. Oh, down hard he goes as he was hit. Kind of an odd-looking hop, step, and a jump into the lane, and he ended up on his backside. Foul called inside against Carson Miller, and that's just his first. So So Franken to the line. You can see everybody cringe in the gymnasium all at once when he hit the floor like he did. But he got right back up with the help of his teammates, goes to the line, and knocks down the first free throw. Franken's the one scorer that's really having his way with things tonight. He's over the 20-point mark. He's over his season average, and a foul on Markham over the back as Franken misses the second free throw. The rebound up high, and Markham over the top picks up the foul. That's his second. Team foul number six against the Trojans here in the half. Ball belongs to Norwalk. Backcourt. 34-28 Atlantic. Up the floor quickly. Greenslade. Oh, he threw it away. Tried to dump it down low on the baseline. Looking for Perry and threw it out of bounds. 16-point lead for Atlantic as Christensen takes the inbound with 5.5 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Christensen up the right side now. Hands it off to Markham. Markham lobs baseline. Christensen back to Bloom. Bloom in the lane. Hesitates. Throws one up. It's blocked. Ball out of bounds, almost. He was saved. Oh, he saved it nicely. Franken up with it in traffic. He goes right to the hole and can't hit the lay-in, but he does get fouled. Nice athletic move there by Franken. Nice job keeping the ball alive there by Bloom. That foul whistled against Perry. That'll be the second on Austin Perry, the fourth team foul against Norwalk here in the half. And back to the line is Dalton Franken. Franken will shoot two. The first one is in and out. Rattled that one around. It popped out. No good. Made his first five from the free throw line. Now he's missed his last two. Second one on the way. And that one is good. And a timeout on the floor. Atlantic asks for time with 5:12 left in the fourth quarter. 45-28 our score. Atlantic the lead. Just a 30-second timeout. So we'll leave it here during this short break as Atlantic seems to be stepping up their, being a little bit more aggressive offensively here late.
Yeah, doing a better job of being aggressive, getting up the floor quickly, and then also going to the rack. We've seen Franken kind of decide a couple of different times that he's going to put the ball on the floor and thinks he has an advantage there to get to the basket, and it's worked out for him. He's got there and gotten foul calls and getting himself to the line, so it's encouraging to see Atlantic kind of pick up the pace and the intensity a little bit here down the stretch, and it's definitely paid off for him.
45-28 the score. We've got Markham, Christensen, Esbeck, Bloom, and Franken on the floor right now for Atlantic. As Norwalk inbounds, pressure in the backcourt by the Trojans. Fraser trying to get it across. Will hand it off now to Wright. They need to move the ball across the half-court stripe, and they just beat this clock. As Greenslade gets it, drives to the rack. Oh, his shot's blocked inside by Franken. Loose ball, Greenslade chases it down. Greenslade left wing, now fires it out top. Wright has it. 4:50 left in the game. Right, left side. Right, left. Got all that. Into the lane. Perry kicks it across. Head fake and a drive. Greenslade right back to Perry. The leaner good in traffic. Nice ball movement that time by Norwalk. Much better than they showed earlier here in the quarter. 45-30 now the score. Atlantic leading by 15 with 4.5 minutes remaining. Right side. Esbeck with it here on the arc. Out top it goes to Markham. Sam will look to the left and leave it for Christensen. He'll turn and fire up a three. It's in and out, no good. The rebound taken by Miller. Norwalk basketball back to the front side. Wright crosses over, drives to the left baseline, pulls up on the fadeaway, no good. Oh, the rebound tapped out. Trojans fighting amongst themselves for it. Esbeck gets the worst of it, and the ball knocked free up floor, and it's picked up by Norwalk. Norwalk going to pull up as Wright fires a three ball, no good. Rebounded by Esbeck, who's still rubbing his eye. He got hit pretty hard by his teammate going up for that rebound effort. He got a finger, it looks like, right in the eye.
Yeah, his eye is pretty red.
Looks like he lost a contact lens as everybody gets on their knees.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
Markham's got it.
Wow.
Good eyes.
He's the son of a dentist, yet he found a contact. That's the wrong profession. I would have figured he would have found the chipped tooth somewhere. That's good eyes.
Yeah. Esbeck just slides it right back in there.
No problem.
I should have watched that off a little bit.
Worry about the infection after the game. Markham with the ball now for Atlantic up the floor as they work it out on the perimeter. Esbeck again. You can see if he can get off a one-eyed three ball here pretty soon. kicked the ball across, long pass, tipped out of bounds. Those long arms of Austin Perry up high to knock that ball out of bounds at midcourt. Trojans will inbound. Esbeck will inbound here for Atlantic. Fired across to Christensen. Christensen the crossover. Bounce feed left side. Markham in the corner. Down low it goes. Bloom on the block. Bounce feed underneath. That's for Franken. It's knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Atlantic. Ball will turn over to Norwalk. A couple of fresh faces. Carter Albrecht back in. Nick Rozonke also back in the ballgame. 3:25 left here in the basketball game. Trojans lead it 45-30. They inbound on the backside. Norwalk facing pressure once again in the backcourt by Atlantic as they try to run it up the far side, and Wright does into the front court. Triple team now as he gets rid of it. Perry, left side, Albrecht into the corner. Rozonke back to Albrecht, now to Perry, posting back into the corner. Rozonke for three. Oh, that's no good. That hit the top of the backboard and then the supports, and that's automatically out of bounds. Listen, not a good-looking possession that time for Norwalk. They really didn't seem to have any decent looks, and then rushed one up in the corner. Christensen to the front court, under 3 minutes to go now in the basketball game. Franken, left baseline, curls, turns, fires one up, Bandia. Franken over the top of Perry, drops one in. Franken scored most of the points here for Atlantic tonight. 24-point night so far for Dalton Franken. That's over half their points, 47-30, Atlantic leads. Norwalk now breaks pressure. Out top, Perry turns. The 18-footer is good. Perry knocks one down. He scored all the points here in the fourth quarter for Norwalk. Up the floor now comes Christensen across the timeline. 47-32. Atlantic with the lead as Christensen tries to force it down this near side. Gets a foul call. Wright will pick up the foul. That'll be the second foul on Grant Wright. And at the line, Chad Christensen to shoot two here for the Trojans. 2:13 remaining in the game. The first free throw try is no good. Christensen trying to get in double digits here tonight. He's got 9 points on a trio of three-pointers. And ooh, the second one barely caught the front of the rim. That's no good. Rebounded off the floor by Norwalk. Warriors front court now, around the right side, right with a dribble. Looks low, now out top it comes Albrecht. He's open on the screen, he'll fire up a three ball, no good. Long rebound is out of bounds, it'll belong to Norwalk. Esbeck tried to save the basketball, couldn't come up with it. It'll be Norwalk ball in the front court. Minute 57 now left in the game, 47-32 Atlantic leading. Norwalk the inbound. Oh, it's tipped away. Loose. Christensen got a hand on it. Still loose. And now Christensen comes up with it. The feed ahead. Markham all alone. Runs it to the rack and tosses it in. Sam Markham with the bucket. Kind of half a dunk, half a layup there. 49-32 now the score. Right. Far side. Looks double teamed. Needs to get rid of the basketball. Struggling to do so. And now he fires it outside to Miller. Out top, Albrecht. Albrecht back across to Wright. Wright the lob. Down low posting is Perry. Perry turns in the lane. Dumps it across Miller. Boy, in tight close quarters. Miller tried to flip a little jump hook up. No good. And the rebound by Atlantic. Just not very good spacing that time by Norwalk. Everybody on top of each other. Minute 10 now left to play in the ballgame. 17-point Trojan lead. Christensen out top on the dribble. They're going to make Norwalk come out and play defense. Christensen out top. Now Franken. Head fake. Drives into the lane. Floats. Hangs. Hesitates. Throws it up. No good. Got his own rebound, though, and puts it right back in. And a quick stop of the clock so Norwalk can make some substitutions. Kyle Hopkins is back in the game. Also checking in, Josh Lippert. For Atlantic, they're also going to make wholesale substitutions. Hovey is back in. Leiferman back in. Stuart Hoig is back into the ballgame. Jared Falk now will check into the basketball game for the first time. And Ben Nelson also will check into the contest. So Atlantic will remove all of its regular five. Actually, about the top six. And the Trojans lead it 51-32. It's their biggest lead of the ballgame now. at 19 points. 48 seconds left to go. Front court, Norwalk with the basketball, struggling to keep possession. A nice save over the far side by Josh Lippert, struggled to keep the ball in bounds. Now out top with it is Austin Grant. Grant left side, dumps it off now here in the wing to Hopkins. Grant, Lippert, cross it comes once again. They work the ball out on the perimeter. Grisanki, his pass tipped, stolen away. Lieferman tipped it, picked up by Stuart Hoyt. Lieferman runs the floor, gets the layup down on the other side as he chases down the long pass and lays it in. 53-32, that's the biggest lead of the ball game, and we're under 10 seconds now to play. Norwalk front court, down the lane. The floating layup try is no good that time by Austin Grant, but he'll get free throws with 4 seconds left. As the Trojans commit the foul, and the foul is going to be whistled against Jared Falk. It'll be his first. At the line now is Austin Grant. He'll shoot a pair. The first one is solidly off the glass.
Okay.
And good.
One way to do it, I guess.
You've never done that?
No. Not on a free throw.
I don't trust you. 20-point lead now. Second free throw. In and out, no good. Stuart Hoyt the rebound, and that'll do it. Trojans up the floor quickly. Hoyt crossed the timeline. Fires up the three ball. It's no good. That's the ball game. 53-33, your final. Trojans led by double digits most of the ball game. They settle on a 20-point victory tonight. 53-33, your final. Atlantic comes away with the non-conference win here this evening. We'll take a break. Wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. That's Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. ServiceMaster Clean of Southwest Iowa. Whatever your cleaning needs may be, they'll make sure your needs are met with quality service and customer satisfaction. For residential or commercial cleaning, contact ServiceMaster Clean of Southwest Iowa today. And Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home, providing a wide range of services including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight, where the Trojans put together, well, not a masterpiece, but it's a victory. Atlantic wins it 53-33 here tonight over a Norwalk team that really, quite frankly, struggled most of the night on offense. Part of that due to Atlantic's defensive pressure, but the Norwalk squad, as we mentioned earlier, we documented before, they don't score many points. They average only 43 a game. They scored 10 less than their average here tonight. They're a team that has not had a lot of luck putting points on the board this year, and it really kind of showed here tonight as the Trojans were able to get themselves a lead and kind of build on it as the night moved along.
Yeah, it seemed like Atlantic started to get a little bit more in sync there in the second half as they came out and, you know, stepped up the pressure defensively. We're doing a little bit better job rebounding more consistently, and then you had Franken leading the charge there, scoring the basketball there in that second half, and they just felt like they were in a little bit more of a groove there in that second half of play.
Take a look at numbers for you here in the ballgame. 16-6, Atlantic led after one quarter there, 25-13 at half. It was 39-26 after three, and then the Trojans built their biggest lead of the night just before the end of the game at 53-32. They settle on a 20-point win, 53-33 here tonight. Individually for the Trojans, two players in double digits tonight. Dalton Franken had the big hand tonight. He was 26 points on the night. 26 for Franken here in the contest. Sam Markham also in double digits for the Trojans. He had 14 points. Chad Christensen with 9 and then 2 each for Mitch Lieferman and for Harrison Hoyg here this evening. Not a lot of points spread around here tonight. Atlantic just 6 of 12 free throw shooting in the ballgame this evening. For Norwalk, also two players in double digits tonight. Austin Perry finished with a dozen and 11 points for Carson Miller. But that's pretty well it. Nobody else helping out a whole lot. 4 points in the game for Nick Fraser. Also 3 here tonight for Grant Wright. And then you've got Colby Greenslade with 2 points and Austin Grant with 1. Both these teams were fairly limited. And who was able to score points tonight. Each team getting the majority of their points from just a couple of players. Problem for Norwalk was they didn't have anybody scoring 26 tonight.
Yeah, they just didn't have a guy that could really step up and score the basketball consistently. You saw Miller getting a little bit more of a groove there in that third quarter, scoring some points finally, but just not a guy that has a lot of skill set down there. He just got the size, and they just didn't have anybody else that can really step up, it seems like, from the outside either. So, yeah, they're definitely a team that's searching for somebody else that can really step up and score.
Yeah, so the Norwalk Warriors fall to 1-7 on the season with the loss tonight. For Atlantic, they improved to 7-2 with a non-conference win here this evening. And, of course, both these teams back in action next week. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN will come your way on Monday night as we'll have a girl and boy doubleheader, and we'll be right back here in these seats. Hope they're still warm for us on Monday night as we'll be in the same spot. Atlantic at home Monday night as the Trojans and Trojans will face off against Tri-Center. It's the Trojans and the Trojans. Tri-Center comes to town Monday night. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip time on the girls' game. We'll have that one for you first. And then the boys' game set to go at around 7:30. We'll have that one for you as well. So doubleheader night on Monday night. It's Atlantic hosting Tri-Center. Girls, then boys, 6 o'clock and 7:30. Your start times, and we'll have both those games for you live here on the radio. Don't forget Hawkeye women's basketball coming up for you tomorrow here on the radio. I believe 2:45 is the pregame and 3 o'clock tip time. As Iowa faces off against Nebraska. And we'll have that game for you tomorrow afternoon here on KJAN as well. So that'll do it for us here tonight. Again, your final 53-33. It's Atlantic, a winner here at home in non-conference play over the Norwalk Warriors. For Chris, I'm Jim. Thanks for joining us here tonight, and good night from Atlantic.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call at 781-2374 for free estimates on siding, replacement windows and doors, trim and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs. Visit with them for all of your insurance needs. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for over 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus all of your petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, and Al at Bridgewater Oil today.